Hello, I'm Rosemary Cooper-Clark, a leadership coach and consultant. And in this recording, I'm talking about how to make your recommendations more powerful. Everyone extols the value of recommendations, and they ensure you're more credible, and that leads to more sales. So what are my three tips for making your recommendations as powerful as possible? The first is the source. If you look at a recommendation, the first question you're probably asking yourself is, do I know this person? If you don't, then you'd be looking for, do they have title? Or do you recognise the company they're from? If those don't apply, then a way of making the recommendation more powerful is to give a description to show that they are representative of your market. For example, if you are director of a retail shop in Birmingham, if that sector and region applies to your market. The second recommendation is the content. What benefits has the person who's recommended you received from working with you? A little bit more than, well, they're a great guy and did a great job. How exactly have you helped them in terms of time, money, growth? Be as specific as possible. And the third tip is to ensure that your recommendations are balanced, that they don't just come from one group of people or one market, unless, of course, that is your niche market. If you offer more than one type of service or product, try to get as many varied recommendations as you can. So next time you look at someone who appears to have a large number of recommendations, take a closer look and see how truly valuable and powerful those recommendations are. Good luck, Rosemary Cooper-Clark, leadership coach and consultant. Until next time, goodbye.